It was 25 years ago when Margaret Roos Collins first published her landmark book on foraging in the Bay Area. Titled The Flavors of Home, it grew out of a self-directed research project that, she admits now, got a bit out of hand.
I decided that I wanted to find out about peak seasonal natural history events in the Bay Area. What's the coolest stuff that happens over the course of the year so I don't miss it? And spent 3 years researching and writing a book like that. And the thing of it was, on the plants, I ended up doing them all. There was just something about the edible plants. It just sucked me in. So the edible plants portion, that's what became flavors.
At the time, Roos Collins was still relatively new to this region. But the former Tennessee resident had grown up foraging there with a grandmother who brought the practice from her own youth in Eastern Europe. So Margaret had to recalibrate after moving here in the mid-70s.
I didn't see the things I was used to eating. And then my husband and I were hiking in the Presidio, and there was the most unusual round leaves, and they had the flower coming right out of the center, and it was unlike anything I'd ever seen. A couple months later, the Academy of Sciences had a show on native uses of local plants. Oh my God, there was that plant up on the screen, and it was miner's lettuce, and they talked about how great and edible it was. And so the next time we went up to the hill, we tasted it, and that was very special. It woke up all those pathways.
As a Berkeley resident, her foraging in the North Bay is largely confined to Marin County, but not entirely.
You have a lot of open agricultural and cattle land around here, and that's where you're going to find things like the wild radish, fennel. In people's yards, they're likely to have wild onion, nasturtium, wild grape. I think of that as a North Bay phenomenon. And as you go north, you're getting deeper and deeper into thimbleberry territory. And those really are the ne plus ultra of berries.
And the rocky intertidal zones along the coast are also fertile ground.
This is the best coast for seaweed foraging in the world. We have the greatest quantity after Australia and New Zealand, and the greatest variety after Japan, and that's amazing.
Now republished and slightly updated, The Flavors of Home includes some basic botanical information, including pen and ink illustrations of most of the plants it talks about, but the author's informal accounts of her searches for and reactions to the blossoms, berries, nuts and greens, and other edible flora gives the book a casual, quite personal tone. There's even a section called Greens I Have Given Up Trying to Like. She also includes a lot of recipes, but these days, Roos Collins says, she rarely brings much home.
I'm much more of a taste-as-you-go kind of forager. It's lower impact. I don't really worry about where I am. Most state parks, local parks, a lot of them have do not disturb the plant rules. So I don't feel guilty about nibbling.
But when she's out and about, her eyes are always on the greenery nearby.
Once you learn the plants, then that's always in your head, and you never know when you're going to come across something wonderful. It's just so great to know, oh, those are thimbleberries. Oh, those are my favorites, you know, and then.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.